I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So you're listening to Slacker, Steve, and Hypocrite.
That's true.
I have been waiting for this moment to call her out.
Hypocrite.
What a crock of... Like, we wrap up Friday's show, and she's just like, be safe, everyone, and just avoid downtown. Just take it from... She got all maternal. Yeah. Like, guys, for real. I mean, I love you, and I want you safe.
But wait till you hear the reasons for the hypocrisy.
There are good reasons.
Okay, I'll give you, yes.
The reason we're avoiding downtown is also kind of silly, I believe.
It is, yeah.
I don't think Denver is a hot spot. I don't know that, I don't not believe there's going to be some protesting going on. I just don't see.
We are or we're not a hot spot?
I think that our capital tends to attract. Our capital's in a really cool spot. Are all capitals like that?
Where there's a park? It's annoying. I hate the traffic down there. And parking, good luck on parking.
Parking's miserable down there.
Well, it's that weird thing. Yeah.
You're going around and lanes are changing. It's kind of a stressful area. I understand why you feel that way.
Light rail into the protests. Ask Amber. She did for, like... But I don't think they were going to happen this weekend. That's why I don't...
Well, I just feel like everyone's on edge, and there's a lot of things happening. Like, people are just acting irrationally, and I think usually that happens more in downtown areas. So it's just trying to, like, you know...
And Aurora. It happened over the summer in Aurora. It's not...
Aurora, but you had a police incident out there. That's why the Aurora police...
Oh.
That's why Aurora specifically, because there was one of the many...
Oh,
things that happened was specific to Aurora PD, I believe.
Yes.
Oh,
that's why it wasn't just Aurora just
or general
just piping up. No, that was that was a specific Aurora thing. Look, this is how we are just on the cusp of almost having enough information to have a show of our own. but we do have a show, so we shouldn't be allowed to have microphones until we actually know what the hell we're talking about. Anywho, Amber, after telling us all to stay home,
like you said, maternally, she was very motherly.
What'd you do, Amber?
Well, I had to go down there.
Had gun to your head. Had to go. What happened?
I had to go to the H&M down there because that's the only one with the home decor section. I was really quick. I was in and out. Actually, I wasn't. I was there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, my God!
You went to the other. You were in the pavilion. You went to all the pavilion. You went bowling.
I had nausea.
No.
I just had to have some of their salad. They put a little pepperoncinis on that bad boy. It is so good. I can't even tell you. Anywho, then Marlowe's has turned into a new restaurant. I had to check that vibe. What? Like,
she went
shopping. I'm just so, like, first off, I didn't know H&M had.
Oh, you're all jelly. Look at you.
I'm a little jelly because my sheets. So this, I'm going to take the show completely off the rails. I bought a new washer that I don't understand.
They're tricky, these new ones. They're confusing. And you feel like an idiot because you're like, this should be simple. Why do I not understand this?
So you want you can put like some bleach in with your beige sheets and it'll be okay because it kind of slow releases it in the high efficiency cycle, right? So you can put your beige sheets in with your white clothes, put a little bit of bleach in, and it's all going to work fine.
It's going to be fine.
Right. But then somebody comes down with a couple towels that we want to add to the load.
Ooh.
So then we're like, oh, we have to pause it. So as soon as we paused it, it just went and barfed all the bleach directly onto the sheets. And just thrashed them. They look like a Rorschach test.
Oh, no.
So now I'm jealous that Amber got sheets. But like, who knew? Why would your washer just all of a sudden go, yeah, it won't, they want, by should. Hitting pause,
let's
I should dump
all
the
this
bleach.
Out.
Yes, that's what my new washer does.
I thought you were going to say there wasn't enough water in it, because that's what's happening with mine. Yeah. It's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they're high efficiency.
Because they're high efficiency, but they can it can hold so much, but then like yes. half of it doesn't even get wet. And you're like, what the heck?
Mine also, okay. We're doing washer talk. 303-22. No, now mine, like when my cycle is done, the door locks. Like I can't go up. But it just it stays locked, so you have to turn it on get the clothes out.
Okay,
and then it's
good.
Like, Mina, the door's open. I'm like, I'm not trying to lock anything. I'm just trying to move the stuff to the.
That's not right. That should not be doing that.
So what is that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a child lock or something that got inadvertently turned on, but like I can't. I used to just washer done, walk up, open, move stuff over, and it's stuck.
But it
and
transfers the information from the washer to the dryer, though, right? You have that guy.
It does do that, and I don't want it to do that. I don't know how they started talking to each other, but it's like it thinks it knows how long those clothes need to dry, and that makes me angry because they're never dry.
Because you know they're talking about you behind your back.
They
you
completely
leave the
are. Because uh-huh. I got it's their Samsung, and they have this app, and yes. I like look at it, and you can see like there's a thing going in between the two, and I'm like, they're talking. I'm dead serious,
they
and then
like
it won't
you.
Let me program. It's like. Nope, we're already busy. It was like, you can't change it now. And I'm like, these little sons of...
They're
something about...
Wow.
Sorry. Anywho.
Why didn't you just call...
My sheets have bleach stains.
She was at H&M.
Yeah, dang it. I thought I was going to get away with not circling back because you were so angry at your washer.
We're circling back to your sheets. Do they have good sheets or are they like their clothing that falls apart after one...
I didn't get sheets. I got a duvet and pillowcases. And, you know, some knick-knackies and stuff.
So you risked.
And a pair of sweatpants.
All your life, your health.
All of our health.
Going down to...
Yeah.
It's three stories, and there was like two people in there.
Oh, nice. All of your... You did good.
Yeah.
All to yourself.
Oh, because they're down to 25% too? Are they? Do they...
Because people thought
I went right when they opened. Like, they had to literally unlock the door for me.
Oh,
because I was already there. So there was no one in there.
You did good.
And I got to sit there, and because they have these linen duvets that are really cool, but they have like just 800 colors, and they're all just like slightly different. So I had to get the right shade. So I had to do
a
lot
of... How do you have the right shade? Did you bring one of your pillows with you to mix and match? Or did you have photos on your phone?
I had a photo of my rug. And my bed.
See, you're just jealous now.
I am. So I'm going to try to get some new sheets at H&M tomorrow. If you're not riding at the Capitol.
Wait, tomorrow? Oh,
yeah, come join me at H&M.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.